finally got pregnant, and that made the marriage worse instead of better.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
I don't know. But I think Paul had just emotionally left the marriage, and nothing put it back together again.
So your baby boy?
Was baby boy, born on July 4th, 1976.
In Tulsa?
In Tulsa, St. Francis.
His name?
His name, Tyler Giroux Peterson. Bicentennial. We made Associated Press. Miss America has bicentennial baby. It was great joy at finally having this baby.
But Paul must have been excited about that, too.
He was excited about the baby, but it was a really sad time in our marriage. Instead of pulling us close, it did just the opposite.
So then it did come to an end.
It did.
So how long
had
you been?
And I had to accept that. Oh, Tyler was an infant, and I had to realize that I was just by myself all the time in Tulsa with him. Paul and I had had trouble before I got pregnant, and I had left one other time. He really wanted the marriage to work and had come after me, and my parents encouraged me to go back. I did, but this was clearly over, and he was just not there. I'd gotten sick one night. As it turned out, it was a breast infection, but my temperature went to 104, and I was so scared. I got okay, and I had some friends help me. So I called my parents and said, he's not here, and I can't do this. I cannot be here by myself. I would rather be alone and make plans than to not know when I was going to be alone and to pretend that I was married. So I called them, and they came over and got me and baby Tyler and took me to Laverne. So I stayed there for a couple of weeks, and then I moved in with my sister in Oklahoma City. She moved her oldest boy out of his bedroom. Tyler and I moved in with her, and I set about trying to find a place to live. And now I realize that I probably should have had some medical help in terms of antidepressants. You know, your hormones are so messed up after giving birth. So you have the chemical reality of hormone imbalance after birth, and then the depression of going through this. I was in bad shape in terms of depression.
And just, you weren't taking any medication.
No, I didn't know there was anything.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I would have if it would have helped me.
Yeah.
Of course I would have.
What happens along the way here to help you come out of that depression, and what are you beginning to do?
Well, the grace of God. I mean, my family and my friends. I'm in Surrey Hills, which is a real small housing development outside of Oklahoma City. So I'm there, totally depressed, just wanting to cover my head with the covers. There were two newspapers in Oklahoma City at the time, and one morning, not the Daily Oklahoman, but the other newspaper, had headlines, Miss America Separates from Husband. So I was just like, oh, let me hide in here. And so then I had to answer publicly to what the situation was, and I don't remember what I said. I mean, we weren't divorced. We were separated. But it was a hard time. It was really hard. I didn't know what I was going to do financially. I was back on my parents financially. I'd spent all the Miss America money. I didn't have a job. I wasn't capable of getting a job yet. It was hard. It was hard time. I've written about it, but I don't think I wrote it in the book. There was a wonderful couple in Surrey Hills that were storing their furniture in a duplex. They said Tyler and I could stay there rent-free. So I went over there. I didn't cry, but I remember it as a big low point because it was dark and it was kind of smelly. There was no light coming in. And I thought, if I have to move over here, I don't, because I'm not a practical person, especially. The practical side of me was like, back up. This is your reality. You can do this. Quit being a baby. And then the other side of me, but there's no light. There's nothing of mine here. I will wither away like a plant with no light. I can't do it. But I didn't let anybody see that. I just said, oh, I so appreciate this. Thank you. As I'm leaving that duplex, a woman is coming out of the duplex next door. She said, are you looking for some place to rent? And we were like, yes. She said, do you want to look here? It's coming on the market. So Judy and I went in there. It was one story. It was empty, which means I could move my furniture in. It was light and airy. It had a view out on the golf course. If you've grown up on the plains, having space is really important. It was nothing like my big house in Tulsa, but it had the light. Then financially, I didn't have the money. So Judy and I called Daddy. He said he'd do it. I know Mother was right by his elbow saying, we can do this, we can do this. For 6 months, they'd pay the rent. I'm talking about grace. I could have made myself move in. There was nothing wrong with that other duplex. It's just when you're really depressed. Yep. It's amazing, those little things that matter.
So you move in.
So we move in. I'm a couple of blocks from my sister, and I'm a couple of blocks from one of my very best friends, Carrie Robertson. Knows my heart, looking at me. I start going to Church of the Servant and Norman Neves. Carrie and I go to an exercise class, and the neighbor across the street is willing to keep my baby. Carrie arranges that. You know, when you're depressed, just the smallest thing takes enormous effort. And when you feel defeated, everything is just a mountain to climb, and you have no energy. So to have Judy and to have Carrie help me just ask those questions. Valita Turpining was across the street from Carrie. Valita, will you keep this little baby for my friend while we go exercise? It's amazing just the little things that make a difference, because I was so emotional. I'd go to church, and the first couple of times I'd go, I'd take Tyler to the nursery, and being by myself in church was just too much. I'd start crying, and I'd have to leave. I'd go cry in the bathroom, and then I'd go pick Tyler up and go home. Then I was able to go, and it gave me that support system. Then my daddy got me a job with the State Department of Education. And I could have gotten a job on television probably, but it was God's timing that I had to heal a little bit first. I didn't have the nerve. Mary Hart was a friend of mine. She was still in Oklahoma City at the time, and I called Mary and said, can you help me? And she was willing to help me. She said, here's who you call at this television station or that. She said, just call them and see if there's anything. But I didn't have the nerve to do it.
We should say Mary Hart went on to...
She went on to California. Yeah. PM Magazine was her first job there, and then Entertainment Tonight was her big role.
Right. So you had thought about wanting to be in the media and television. Was that kind of a dream for
you
to come back?
Yes, it seemed like a good option. When I was in Tulsa, one of the television stations called me and offered me a position on a noon show. And it was almost no money, but, you know, it would have been a career start. And I didn't take it. I was traveling a lot, and it was 5 days a week live, and I didn't take it. I just didn't have a direction. I was making so much more money by doing freelance work, and I was wanting to have a baby.
So you said no to that. So now
Yes. We
have you there in Oklahoma City, and then you are beginning to look around. So when Mary Hart said just call some stations, did
Yes,
you do that?
I didn't. I didn't have the nerve. I didn't have the confidence to do that. You know, I was so defeated. I felt like I had let everyone down, because I had this big career as Miss America, if that's a career, and made Oklahoma proud. And then I had chosen family over career. And then I had failed at that miserably. So not only had I failed personally, but I felt like I'd left everyone else down. And now I was just a big nothing. At 21, I was a nothing after being such a big deal at 19. And what was I going to do? I was worried about paying my rent. My dad was picking up my rent. How was I going to make something of myself? I was just worried about making the rent. My dad got me a job at the State Department of Education, and at this point, I really had no pride. A great gift of that experience is that it stripped me a lot of that vanity. Not that I was puffed up and conceited in that way, but still, it really humbled me and gave me a compassion, I think, for others when life gets tough, as it can.